It's time for the Daily Desk. Come on, get with the program, people.
Oh, the gossip mill.
Comes the gossip.
I swear, you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should never think gossip. Why should you stop now?
You don't think right now is the time for gossip?
Let's dish.
Okay, so I said that I would take it easy on Hollywood this morning because of the wildfires. They got a lot going on out there. And I'll tell you, a documentary is supposed to come out today. Diane Warren, Relentless, is a documentary that showcases her impact on music because she's written over 400 songs for people like Beyonce, Taylor Swift, Aerosmith, Cher. I mean, the list just goes on and on and on.
Diane.
Who is this?
Who is this?
There's no one like her.
She's relentless. Relentless.
Unrelenting. I have a bracelet that says Relentless as
boring.
She's just crazy. Oh my God. But she writes great songs.
She is more hits by so many different artists ever.
Whitney Houston, Gaga,
Celine.
I don't think anyone tops her record.
I don't want to miss a thing that's on here.
Yeah, that one. So she was scheduled to be on with us here on Morning Go next week, but I was informed yesterday that she lost her home on the beach in the wildfires. And so understandably, she will not be on with us, but that documentary does hit theaters today. Now, I've seen it. It's amazing, and I highly recommend it. Other news from the wildfires in California. Jamie Lee Curtis expressed sorrow over the devastating California wildfires. She was on The Tonight Show and described some of the destruction.
As you know, where I live is on fire right now. Literally the entire city of the Pacific Palisades is burning. And in many places, this is literally everything. The market I shop in, the schools my kids go to, friends, many friends now have lost their homes.
Yeah, and so many of those people, 10,000 homes isn't all celebrities. Jamie Lee Curtis and her family will donate $1 million towards California wildfire relief efforts. Also, Jean Smart, the actress from, she was on Designing Women, and she's been on a lot of things lately. She suggested networks do away with award shows and use that money for victims and firefighters. Do not disagree. Actor Cameron Matheson, All My Children's Cameron Matheson, shared the loss of his home in the Palisades fire. He managed to save some family keepsakes, though.
You know, it was all gone. I got all the photo albums that I could get out of there. I grabbed my dog's ashes. I grabbed a stuffed animal of my daughter's, and that was it.
No, oh, that's terrible. Actor Steve Guttenberg's been helping in the aftermath. He said the tragedy could be just as bad with some of the things that people are going to be experiencing afterwards.
This is the worst fire I've ever seen, and it's really going to be hard. And I think right now we have to think about this fire right now. We have to think about after it, that the depression that'll come along and really hard mental states. And we have to try to think about comforting people then. And what do we have to do? And then rebuilding. Yeah. It'll take 10 years to rebuild this town.
10,000 homes, y'all, and it just continues to burn. Celebrities like Henry Winkler are on social media claiming the Southern California wildfires are the result of arson. They're saying that there is one now. All authorities will say, though, is that the fires are under investigation. Marvel may cast a new actor as Black Panther, not to replace Chadwick Boseman, but because alternate versions of Black Panther are now possible, that they have the multiverse thing going. Pamela Anderson revealed on The Tonight Show she didn't realize her last Showgirl co-star, Dave Bautista, was bald.
Dave Bautista, he's such like the gentle giant. I didn't know that he didn't have hair. I saw him with the wig,
no,
and then when I saw
wig.
Him,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And then I saw him at the party, and I was like, oh my gosh, he's wearing diamonds and pearls and this suit, and I was like, where's my gentle giant?
The Last Showgirl premieres in theaters today. Rob Lowe says he almost cut a song with Toto in the 80s. What? He was also doing a lot of the white powder, if you know what I'm saying. So maybe that's not true. I don't know. The trailer for The Fall of Diddy, a four-part docuseries hitting in Investigation Discovery on January 27th is out. If you're, just in case you're interested. And a dirt alert. Oh, Alec Baldwin. So he is suing New Mexico officials involved in his Rust manslaughter case.
I didn't pull the trigger. I would never point a gun at anyone and pull a trigger at them. Never.
Yeah, he's alleging wrongful prosecution in the civil rights suit. He claims they conspired to secure a conviction by eliciting false testimony and withholding crucial evidence. The judge dismissed the criminal case due to the prosecution's failure to disclose that evidence. That's it. That's the Daily Dust. I told you I'd take it easy on Hollywood. I mean, most of the time I'm pretty hard on them. So in light of all of the tragedy in Southern California, I'm thinking I'm going to just be soft for the weekend, but I'll be back in full force on Monday. Don't you worry about that now. It's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance. Morning Go and B104.3. You're welcome.